In-kind support comes from your membership and from Louie the Computer Guy, providing PC and Mac repair, networking support, tutoring, and web design. Be secure, informed, and connected. 948-7992. And from Umbrella Roofing, providing roofing, contractor services, gutter installation, and architectural sheet metal fabrication for the Roaring Fork and Eagle Valleys. Umbrella Roofing can be reached at umbrella-roofing.com and 704-9130. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer, in studio with Louie the Computer Guy. This is Geek Speak.
We're back, tan, rested, and ready.
Yeah.
Actually, because Matt's been covering for me, he's like beat up. I'm tan, rested, and ready, and Matt's like beat up, and one of his arms is hanging at his side lifelessly. Too much mousing around.
It was a busy month. That's all right, though. Not too bad.
It keeps you out of trouble.
I don't have time to get in trouble anyway. So there's that.
Well, it really keeps you out of trouble then.
All right.
So, and I think we should be getting a phone call from our foreign correspondent, Donna Dalton, here in a little bit. So have you heard a story, Matt, about... I love doing this. I tell Matt we're going to open with one particular story, and then I turn around and open with a completely different one. I was just wondering if you heard. I'm looking at an article about this, but I have to play the audio to learn the whole story, and I'm not going to do that. But it's a story about Alexa spying on people. Are you familiar with that?
I've seen a couple stories over the last couple of months about certain things, coming from that. Yes.
So it was the synopsis of the story is a family in Portland, their Amazon Alexa device recorded them and sent it to somebody in their contact list. So have you heard that? I guess the question is, how can you avoid that? Do you use Alexa at all?
No, I do not have any. I do not have,
you don't have any spy devices in your house?
Well, except for my phone.
Okay.
Because I was having a conversation with somebody. My phone was near me. My tablet was not. Mm-hmm. Now my tablet could still be spying on me. But certainly my phone is spying on me because it was a rather unique conversation. And the next morning, there was a related article waiting for me.
Okay.
So I no longer have conversations around my phone of that nature. My tablet. So it's like, okay, no electronics in the room when I'm having conversations anymore.
Okay. Wow. That's pretty shocking when it happens to somebody that you know.
So, yes, I have had that experience.
Okay.
Call in if you've had a similar experience, 963-2976.
Yes. Or if you've had any experience.
Yeah.
We're fine with that. We're very open. Very accepting here on Geek Speak.
Yeah, or if you have a printer problem or want to redirect the conversation in another direction.
We'll help you jiggle your cables. We're expert, professional cable jigglers. I became a professional cable jiggler almost 20 years ago. You realize that? So, the first time you receive money for jiggling somebody's cables.
So I'm at 17 years.
All right. That's awesome, man. So
2001.
Yep. So let's see.
Does pizza count?
Jiggling pizza?
No, jiggling cables for pizza.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I actually jiggled some cables for fajitas the other day. So came home with about 15 pounds of fajitas.
Food is a valid payment option for either of us?
Yes, indeed. So I guess counterfeits have become a real problem on Amazon. We're just beating up on Amazon today, aren't we?
Yeah, might as well. There's all kinds of fun things to know about them.
Have you heard that a recent study says that over 56,000 items being sold were determined to be counterfeit?
Wow.
Knockoffs or lookalikes or whatever you want to call them. So
I was looking for a hard drive recently for my NAS.
Okay.
And I was getting ready to order a...
Can you say that on the air?
Network attached storage.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was just checking.
Yeah, be careful with that one. Yes. Yeah. Network attached storage.
Got it. I don't want to be a pain in the NAS, but... Anyway. Let's see. You were looking for a hard drive for your NAS.
And we were just... it was like, who is it fulfilled by? We were looking at buying options, and the prices were all kind of the same. And then, you know, we were looking at one and it was like, well, they change their name often to avoid the warranty because it was a refurbished product. So I don't know if it, I couldn't tell if it was factory refurbished or not refurbished. So I ended up purchasing one from the manufacturer through Amazon and not purchasing it through the third party.
Okay.
So it was just kind of one of those things where it's like, well, I'm doing a little bit of research here to see, you know, where is this coming from? What is it? And just to make sure that, you know, I had a good, it's a expensive piece of equipment. So it's like,
sure,
make sure that the, it has a valid 3 to 5 year warranty. Cause that's how long I expect it to last.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So 56,000 items. And, so it, you know, I guess it just really brings it home to me, you know, having just recently did, you know, I just bought a couple of items on eBay. And got to buy things on Amazon every single day. But how important it is to read those user reviews. And, you know, a lot of times it's really good to jump like right to the bottom, to the 1-star reviews and see what the negative, you know, what the squeaky wheels have to say. You know, so you can, you know what potential issues you might have. Because you've got to know that I pretty much take it as a given that about 20% of the reviews that you'll see on any particular item, especially on Amazon, could very well be plants. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean,
it's likely
bot generated reviews. And you can, you know, you can usually tell. I mean, the language is usually pretty glib. And it's a review that could be used for any number of different products. You
just
know?
Change a couple words.
It's like,
and
yeah, I really like the way it fits in my hand, you know.
Hard drive review.
Exactly. So, anyway, you know, it's just really important for people to, you know, take a look at user reviews, take a look at the product reviews.
Yeah.
And
sniff test the seller and the product.
Mm-hmm. And read all the way through the description, especially on Amazon, you know, especially if you're buying computer parts on Amazon. Boy, the things that people try to sell, you know, it's like, yeah, this is basically a husk, and you could probably get $3 at the metal recycling place, but I'm going to put it up as a MacBook Pro, and I'm going to sell it to you for $50, you know? It's like, so, you know, unless you have your own gold smelter in your house, and you can boil it down.
Which on YouTube, you can find a YouTube video to do that. It's not...
Oh, okay.
Not terribly complicated.
I was going to say, do they sell them on Amazon, and do I need to check?
Well, I think you can order the... there's, you know, metabisulfate and whatever else you need to
got it.
Precipitate the
that's great. So
precipitate the gold out of solution for your nitric and hydrochloric acid.
Yeah, exactly. Well, looks like we got a call coming in.
You're on with the Geeks.
Hey Geeks, it's Donna. How are you?
We're good. Did you just try to call my cell?
No, I texted you a little while ago.
Oh, that's funny. I got a phone call from Florida. Somebody's stalking us. Or something.
Ooh, how about that?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I just was listening in, and I got a pop-up on my screen that said, you know, we've detected some Trojan horse, click to remove it or something, and I just turned off my computer. Have you ever seen that pop up on a Mac?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's an attack website, so probably some ad agency has their servers compromised, and it put a drive-by downloader on
there.
Well, we'll have to check then.
I was on Katie and Kay's website. Isn't that strange?
Ooh.
So.
You should probably check and make sure that you don't have any extensions. No extensions got added to your browser. Anymore, that's where those things come from. So,
oh, and in the preferences?
Yeah, actually, if you're using Chrome, if you go to the little three-dot menu off to the right and go to More Tools,
yep.
There's an item in there called extensions.
Right.
And anything that isn't
sorry, but...
anything that isn't sponsored by a legitimate source, but those mapping extensions and stuff are horrible. So.
Well, I was going to say, so of course I just turned my Mac off because Macs are pretty resilient, but I wanted to ask if I wanted to, you know how it reopens the windows automatically?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way to get that to not reopen? Do you hold down the shift key or something and start in some other mode?
I bet it'd probably be the option key.
Well,
The option key?
No, I think yeah, that'll do it. But if you do, like when you go to shutdown, if you go to Apple menu and go to shutdown, there's a checkbox in the shutdown dialog that says reopen Windows on start and restart.
Yeah, it wouldn't let me do anything else until I clicked OK. Well, it might have let me do that. I just turned it off as quickly as I could.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. But I'll go ahead and try and do that right quick.
Yeah,
but anyway, so I miss what you guys, I heard about Amazon. And by the way, just want to mention, you know, as a former, I had an Amazon store and I sold things on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And I have friends who still do sell on Amazon. And interestingly enough, you know, what would happen is once in a while, I would get somebody would return something that I sold. And unfortunately, they would, like, for example, I sold some of my old headphones, they were brand new headphones that I had left over from my store there, and I got a return from one of my headphones, and they got a refund because Amazon, of course, refunds everything. I opened up the box, and it was some old pair of headphones. So they had purchased the new ones from me, returned their old ones to me, and got their money back.
Nice.
Yeah. People do that, and I just wanted to mention, also people did that at Costco.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a client buy what they thought was a brand new computer. They had it for a few months until they were coming in town, and the caretaker of the house said, okay, come and install this printer. I open up the box, and it's some old printer. They had never opened the box. Costco had...
Somebody returned it, and they never opened it and checked it.
Somebody returned an old printer,
yep.
And Costco didn't check. Isn't that terrible? People are stealing that way.
Yeah.
So I recommend, as far as Amazon goes, when it's people like me, you know, who actually look at their returns, you know, I, of course, notified Amazon, took a picture, and they, you know, they got rid of that buyer. You know, they made that buyer so they couldn't buy anything anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a sentence over a pair of headphones to not be able to buy on Amazon anymore. That's
harsh.
Yeah,
they took some action like that.
Mm.
Anyway, so I wanted to mention that about Amazon because people don't realize that there are a lot of people like me selling stuff on Amazon. I would buy things and then I would ship it to Amazon to resell, and Amazon stores it, and then when it sells, they just go and box it up and ship it.
Yeah.
So it's people like you and me who are selling a lot of things on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, anyway. So...
Yeah.
And then I wanted to mention, did I mention that Hiya app, Hiya? Did I mention that before?
You know, it doesn't ring a bell, but it's been a whole month at this point. So what does that app do? Because I think a similar app that I wanted to talk about that I'll hit you back
with. That app is, if you get a phone call and it's the phone number that's displayed on your caller ID is a known telemarketer or fraud or
it's a whitelisting like
spam. Yes, it is, and it can also tell you if it's potentially spoofed phone number.
That's awesome.
Now the only trick is I go a lot into low power mode because I want to save my battery, and it doesn't work. You know, it has to have the background app refresh on, which is not on during low power mode.
Got it.
So just to let you know, Hiya app, it actually works pretty well, and then you can block numbers and you can report numbers right from that app, and it's free, you know.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So do you have an app like that?
Well,
that
you know, the app that I was thinking that yours was like a kind of like a social networking app because, you know, the name kind of makes me think about that, but I'll make a clumsy segue into, I've been learning a lot about my daughter moved to China. I don't know if you knew that or not, but
No, I didn't know that.
She moved to China to teach English to little Chinese children.
Oh, wow.
And she's actually having an absolute blast doing it now that she's overcome some of the little cultural differences and important fine print, like your initial deposit into your new Chinese bank account will not be available for withdrawal for 2 weeks. And stuff like that. So,
wow.
Yeah, that was a hard one. And that was a help me daddy phone call there. Over in China, you know, I don't know if you know this, but the Chinese would not allow the Google cars in. So there is no, like if you go to Google Earth for, a, you know, she lives in Shanghai, there's no street view for anything. Basically, all there really is pins that have people that people have dropped onto Google Earth. So, yeah, so there's no, because I was trying to, she sent me a picture. She said, this is the view out of my kitchen. And based on the landmarks that I could see out the window, I was like, I said, oh, I'm gonna figure out where that is. Well, Shanghai's a city of 18 million people. It's the biggest city in the world, you know. Well, believe it or not, I actually found within two blocks. I was able to tell her, I said, within two blocks of where she lives. And she was pretty blown away by that.
Wow, that's amazing.
I'm thinking I kind of missed my calling. I should have been a private detective or something, you know.
Well, you know. You kind of are as a computer consultant in a way, right?
Exactly. But anyway, over in China, they do everything using an app called WeChat. And it's really a pretty remarkable app. They use it almost all interpersonal, or even like you go and buy coffee, you will pay for your coffee using WeChat.
It's like all.
How do you spell that?
WeChat. It's all one word.
Oh, WeChat. Okay.
Yeah. And so they use it for like a large part of their money gets done through WeChat. It's their social networking that's done through it. We do voice and video calls with it. And there's like hardly any jitter or latency, on the phone calls. It works so much better than Skype, quite honestly.
The
technical problems when she calls, because, you know, there have been times like she spent some time in the Czech Republic and we used a different app. I think we used WhatsApp for that. And it was always a turkey shoot. We just never knew whether how the phone call was going to go. And I'd always kind of dread picking the phone call up because it's like, okay, I wonder how far in it's going to drop, you know?
WhatsApp is all encrypted. So there's some delay because of that.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Well, yeah, the Chinese government probably knows all the nuances of my relationship with my daughter, you know? but I think that's kind of the idea of the whole thing. They seem to be very interested in just what everybody's up to. So I don't send any like plans for explosive devices to her or anything using that method, at least. Mm-hmm. So I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
That's interesting. I'm going to look at that. I'm used to using WhatsApp, but then one of the interns at work was telling me about a new app, group chat app. I forget the name of it, but I thought I'd look into that.
Telegram or Slack?
Not Slack, for sure not Slack, because I've used Slack before. We use that at Viasat, actually. We use Slack a lot, but we use WhatsApp a lot, actually, but because it's encrypted at Viasat as well. But we don't use anything, of course, at Harris, because it's all, missile defense stuff. But anyway, so I thought, well, I'd find out about that chat app. And then I just wanted to mention two more things. One is I wanted to say congratulations, Matt.
Thank
you. While you were on your vacation, of course, you got married. And I can't tell you how that fills my heart. And, you don't know that, being in Colorado and I'm in Florida, but you just imagine how much joy that brought to me to see that on Facebook. So I'm really happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you again.
Yeah, you beat me to it. I should have said that too. So
congratulations. And then the other thing is, didn't Apple have their development conference?
Dumb looks all around.
I don't know. Their stock's up 2% today. That's all I can say about Apple.
Okay. I think that they have their WWDC conference or whatever their. And I just was wondering if anybody had heard. Maybe we can talk about that next week and find out what's new and happening on the Apple front.
That's a good idea, because we should always be ready for what's around the next corner with those guys. So,
right.
Yeah.
What's kind of cool on my iPhone, of course, it's always full. And what it'll do when it gets filled, it will take off the apps. It will kind of remove apps or put them into sleep, and if you need to use them again, apps that you don't use very often, and then when you do need to use them, that you can re-download them. But it just does that automatically when your phone gets full. So anyway.
Very cool.
Anyway, so I'm going to listen to the rest of the show.
Alrighty. Great talking to you there.
You too, and I'm glad you guys are back. Thanks so much.
Right. Good to be back. Take care, Donna.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Geek Speak on KDNK. We have a few more minutes. 963-2976.
Yeah, they got it. Their stereo Geek Speak fix.
All right.
Yeah.
Darn it, they don't have any pan on this board.
Yeah, you could really
do it in stereo.
Bring the thunder. So, yeah. So, let's see. We were going to talk about... a lot of our listeners probably have already seen warning emails going around about this new router malware called VPN Filter. And I'm not sure just how deep we're going to get to go on this. You know, we've got about 4 minutes left of the show. But there is some fairly dangerous advice floating around that I want to warn our listeners about. One of them is that you should, to rid yourself of this malware that may be living on your router, that you should just stick a paperclip into the reset button hole on the back of your router and hold it in for 20 seconds. And, in a certain number of cases, I don't know, Matt, what do you think? 30-40% of the cases, you can do that with impunity. You won't have any problems.
Right. So if you've left the configuration on the router completely stock, so what it came with from the factory, basically just plugged it in and went with it, some percentage of networks, that's going to be fine. But if you've done any programming, change the name of the SSID to like your last name, or set up guest networks, or if there's any other things that you've configured on the router when it was originally installed, we call that the nuclear option. You're factory defaulting the router, and it's going to return to the state at which it was sent to you in. So
some of the people who really should not do the nuclear option are people who have a router that is also acts as a dual function, where it actually acts as your DSL modem. So like your phone line plugs into it. That's where your internet comes from. If you have one of those, and you do this nuclear option, you will lose internet connectivity, and you will spend time on the phone with somebody over an exotic person overseas, or me or Matt, at a certain amount of expense, whether in time or money. Those are some of the people. A lot of the Rise Broadband customers in the Valley have a lot of settings that are very specific to their particular account. And if you do the nuclear option, you will find yourself calling them for tech support to get your unit back online. So anyway.
So just power cycle it and then log into it and do a firmware update if it's available for your particular model.
And change the default password, the administ. So a lot of people get confused about when we talk about router passwords. Very important to distinguish the difference between your Wi-Fi encryption key, which is like, when your Uncle Frank comes over to visit and he says, "Hey, what's your Wi-Fi password?" That's the Wi-Fi encryption key. Okay. That's the password. There's no username paired up with it, just a password. Okay. So that'll be like, keep out 123 or, whatever that.
Yes. It'll be at least 8-digit password if you're using WPA2 like you should be.
Got to be at least 8 digits. So the password that is that password is not vulnerable. That's not a problem. The password that we're concerned about is the administrator password that's necessary to get into your router to go in and change its settings. And
you'll either be going under administration or usually system are the two likely places where this will be. And you'll see a little section where it says change router password or change system password. And that's what you're going to be looking for. Yep.
And make sure you write it down. Don't do that fatal thing of going, "Oh, I'll never forget this password."
Yep.
Because you will forget it. And
sticky note on the bottom of the router.
Say, do Matt and I a favor and put a sticky note on the bottom of the router and put the new admin password on there and label it clearly admin password so that Louie or Matt can get in next time we come to your house. So, so anyway, those are the two really important things. Just rebooting the router, just removing the power cord and plugging it back in will give you immediate relief, the possibility of an attack, But for the long term, you should, because if you should happen to pick up the malware again on down the road, and nobody really knows what this malware is designed to do. That makes it even scarier, you know, because it's from the sounds of it, there's the potential of like an enormous botnet that could very well just like cripple the internet as we know it, you know. So anyway, you can also get online and Google search string for let's see, the threat is called VPN filter. And if you Google VPN filter, that's all one word, VPN, FILTER, space, vulnerable routers. You will basically be able to, you'll find a number of results. It'll come up with a list, and you can see if you can match your router up with one of the routers on that list. So anyway, we've done our public service for the day.
There you have it.
So, yep.
You've been listening to Geek Speak on KDNK. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer from Roaring Fork Help Desk, in studio with Louie the Computer Guy.
Hey, thanks a lot, Matt.
All right. We'll be back next week with more computer
geekage.
Exactly.